Everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Well, yesterday something occurred which had been rumoured in the media for just a few days, and that was the largest ever exchange between Russian and Western prisoners. Now, to my surprise, Vadim Krasikov was included because I thought, no, the Germans wouldn't go so far. Vadim Krasikov, a Russian intelligence officer who was convicted of the murder of a Georgian in Berlin, In 2019, this Georgian chap was ethnically Chechen and a campaign for freedom in Chechnya. So in a typical Russian, really clunking fist style, Krasikov had killed him. That's the easy part, but had a very flawed plan to get away and was arrested just minutes later. And is an alias. They found out his real identity, blah, blah, blah. So he was obviously sent by the Russian state to proving that Russia is guilty of state terrorism, murdering, you know, foreign citizens abroad. If they did it to their own people in their own country, you might argue it's an internal matter, but it's not. So, in Putin's interview with Tucker Carlson way back in March this year, Putin alluded to Krasikov, though not by name. There's a Russian patriot who eliminated a bandit in Germany, should be freed, and we would free Evan Gershkovich if that happened. Proves yet again that Russia knew that Gershkovich was not guilty, and he was simply a pawn. So I have mixed feelings about this. Delighted for people who've been released. On the other hand, a murderer's got away with it. Krasikov served only five years in prison. That's injustice. Now, Putin is into this because he says, you know, these people who carry out wet operations, as in murders abroad, they've got to know that if they are apprehended, we will get them home. So Putin wanted this very badly. You think maybe we could exchange a higher price? So 16 people released from Russia and 8 people released from Western countries. But let's look through who the rest of them were. Anyway, Paul Whelan is Irish, British, Canadian, and American, former US Marine, who in 2018 was in Moscow and unwisely contacted Russian military men, perfect strangers, asking them this to be friends. They're both ex-servicemen. He was there for a wedding. He was arrested, been in prison for years. He's a rather tight-lipped, melancholic sort of character. So he's been finally set free. And Alsu Kurmasheva, she's a dual Russian-American citizen. Now, Gershkovich was born in New York to parents who'd emigrated from the Soviet Union, I think Russia. So whilst he was in Russia, I think he'd never claimed Russian citizenship. I'm not sure the Russians could say, no, he's Russian or he's in Russia. Because that is true if you're a dual citizen. In your country of second citizenship, the other country will not afford you consular assistance. So the Wall Street Journal reporter Gershkovich is free in the United States. So there are people from all sorts of countries. Admittedly, I think two of these people sent back to Russia were children. Their parents were a married couple who were convicted of espionage in Slovenia. Really, they were sleeper agents. Russia had sent them abroad, I think under false identities, didn't they say they were Argentine or something? And they'd been sort of running a safe house, distributing cash to Russian spies in Eastern Europe, would pass through their house. So it wouldn't be too obvious if you're sending bank transfers and that could be recorded and noticed. But they were caught in Slovenia. Slovenia, not a country Russia's spying on particularly, but that was always a good country to place them because their guard was down. They weren't going to be watched too carefully, but nevertheless, they were caught. They've been negotiating this for about a year and a half. That's why I didn't think that Russia would get Vadim Krasikov back. I thought Germany would say, no, we can't let someone off for murder. So a guy who ran a hacking scheme, Roman Selesnov, he's been freed. He caused over $160 million in damages. But the trouble with letting someone like him off is people say, we're going to do this again, even if I get caught. Then I'll get free after a few years. And he did this by stealing credit card data from restaurants and selling it on to other hackers and so on. So a 27-year prison sentence. So he only served like 7 years of that. But Putin has greeted these people personally. So it just proves that Russia is behind hacking. Not as really espionage, but as a financial loss to Western countries. It was a headache for Western countries. And anything caused problems is good for him. Like the Southport riots, It's now well established the Russian state was behind disseminating misinformation to set people at each other's throats. They want to cause racial hatred and violence in the United Kingdom. So anything that will bolster anti-democratic forces, anything that will enfeeble the United Kingdom or any Western country, Russia thinks that's delightful, and they will do everything they can to spread malicious rumors like that. So why now? This is, in a way, surprising, because the as the Ukraine war is raging, but there's really no connectivity between that. It doesn't mean the Western arms shipments are going to be reduced or aid, or that Russia is going to call a ceasefire. This is excluding Ukraine. The Biden administration has been negotiating this patiently. Is it a coup for them? It kind of is. On the other hand, is it enfeebling the United States, because someone who's caused $179 million dollars of economic damage has been set free, so it incentivizes people to commit these crimes again. What else? So they've got some dual citizens back. For the very first time, there were Russians released. People were not dual citizens who were only Russians. Some of the liberal opposition have been let out of jail and allowed to go to Western countries. And I do feel very sorry for them. You know, strictly speaking, Western countries say that's actually not our problem. Ilya Yashin, he's been sent to Germany, this dissident. You might say, but what's this got to do with any Western country? You know, Germany have to look after their own people, not Ilya Yashin. Yes, I do feel very sorry for him. He's morally courageous. He got 8.5 years in jail for telling the truth about the war and denouncing the atrocity committed by Putin's forces in Bucha, Ukraine. Not everyone has got out. There's a guy called Mark Fogel, an American teacher, who got a 14-year prison sentence for possession of cannabis. But some people say, no, that wasn't there. It was planted on him. Well, they couldn't get everybody out. They did manage to get some people out. But the thing is, Putin wanted Vadim Krasikov back so badly. You think for him, could you get 10 people out? Maybe not. Maybe 9, maybe 8, something like that. Vladimir Karamurza, a joint British-Russian citizen who was serving a 25-year sentence, a political prisoner, just for telling the truth, for campaigning for human rights and democracy in Russia. And thankfully, he's been set free. He's back with his wife and children, which is wonderful. But possibly it is immoral, because murderers are getting away with it. And so Putin will find it easier to get people to volunteer for this. Because otherwise, if you're sent on an assassination mission, you might say, I'm not doing it, because if I get caught, I'm going to get a life sentence. Or say, well, you know what, I'm just going to defect to the West and tell them chapter and verse. But Putin's going to be able to get others to go. Now, these people have been set free. They are not safe. They're in Western countries. They could be hunted down and murdered by Putin's minions later on. Remember Sergei Skripal, the Salisbury poisoning? He was released in 2010. Sent to the UK, a Russian citizen who'd spied for the United Kingdom, was set free as part of that big prisoner swap between Western countries and Russia in 2010. But then Putin tried to murder him in 2018 and his daughter without success. Kill the British woman who's nothing to do with this guy, with Sergei Skripal. So these people, they better get false identities, go into hiding, because the long arm of Putin will be after them. They're out of jail, but he may well try and murder them later on. I mean, Gershkovich, Putin didn't really care about him. He was just a tradable asset. And that's why I say to Western people, just don't go to Russia. And I wonder whether Western countries should ban their citizens, or a bit like America versus Cuba, unless you have an exemption, a $10,000 fine if you go there, because you're going to create a headache for us. You can be arrested. You can be charged with crimes the Russian state knows you did not commit. If Russia is certain you're innocent, they might convict you anyway, just to try and pressurize us into releasing one of their dangerous criminals to get you back. Or say, if you go on your own head, be it. We are not trading people for you. And that's what I mean. I know a German guy who's been to Russia since the war, and I thought, are you crazy? Because they would love to catch a German, a German bloke in Belarus who was sentenced to death for terrorism, supposedly plotting to blow up railways in Belarus on behalf of Ukraine. He was pardoned a few days before and then set free as part of this deal. I know a British guy, he's been back and forth to Moscow several times since the war. And again, I think he's out of his mind, but he has never been arrested. So Putin was very keen to conclude this. If Trump came in, would Trump have done it? Maybe. Biden likes this. This is a sort of an achievement for him. Does it bolster Harris's chances of re-election slightly? The US can present it as a victory. But Putin, he prefers to deal with Trump, is so transactional. On the other hand, Trump is so unpredictable, you just can't tell what he's going to do. So that's why it's gone ahead. It was very, very delicate negotiations. I read how some of these dissidents in Russian jails had gone missing in the prison system for a few days. I was a bit worried they're going to be murdered, because that's what happened to Alexei Navalny just before he was killed. But no, it was actually preparatory to flying them to Ankara, Turkey, as part of the exchange. So overall, it's good news. I'm delighted that these innocent and often very valiant people have their freedom back. But I just wish all the political prisoners could be there. But now Putin will know, by locking up more innocent Russians, he can get his terrorists out. So if anything, it actually incentivizes him to lock up more innocent people in Russia. And that's a problem. Right. Thanks so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.